This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Busy news tonight, huh? As Grandma used to say, as I says, public enemy number one. Today we're going to prove it to you. I'm going to tell you why, too. Why I got a big target on my back from big tech. Stay tuned. Got the receipts today to back it up. They show by the way, ExpressVPN. Thousands of my savvy listeners have VPNs protecting them online. You should get one too. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Ladies and gentlemen, interestingly enough, I got very little sleep last night, but have never been more energetic to do a show. Of course, the Twitter files part two broke last night. Barry Weiss put out the information, and it turns out the story is partially at least about me. I'm going to give you the inside details. Again, please don't go anywhere. When you use the bathroom, you always close the door behind you, right? You don't want random passersby looking in on you. So why would you let people look in on you when you go online? Using the internet without ExpressVPNs, like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. You don't want to do that. Do you know your internet service provider? They know every single website you visit. What's worse is they can sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who will then use the data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity, it can't be seen by others. I use ExpressVPN on all my devices. It works on phones, laptops, even routers. Using ExpressVPN is as easy as closing the bathroom door. Just fire up the app, click one button, and you are protected. ExpressVPN is the world's number one rated VPN by Mashable, The Verge, and countless others. Secure yourself today. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Use my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/Bongino, and you can get an extra 3 months free. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino. Never more important than today. Big tech watching everything.
It's
here we go, baby Joseph.
Friday!
Yes, sir, it is. Yeah, we've never had that right
and
away at the top
go,
of the show.
Red. Yes.
Gee had to pop this salute as well. He's stretching over there. So it was a weird thing. He was like doing a tricep thing and he was like, he had to get the thing back. You think I didn't catch that? It's kind of a weird salute he just popped through. So, listen, I knew the entire time what was going on. Broke last night. Twitter files part two was released. For those of you who may have missed it, journalist Barry Weiss was given access to information at Twitter by Elon Musk. And it turns out they have a bunch of blacklists at Twitter to censor conservatives. Now, not a shocker. What's the shocker? What's the breaking news? Now we have the proof, number one. Number two, Twitter denied this, under oath, by the way. And three, the media covered for them and insisted there was no shadow banning and blacklist. Now, who was on the blacklist? What has two thumbs and was blacklisted by Twitter? This guy. Yes, this guy. So here's what happened last night. One, let me just, again, get this out in advance. I knew this the entire time. How did I know it? Because people email me, people send me Facebook message and messages and tweet to me all the time. Dan, this is really strange. You have an enormous verified account on Twitter with 3.7 million followers, and I can't find you. I put in Bongino, and everything but Bongino comes up. And I thought, Joe, that is so freaking strange. Because my name isn't John Smith. My name isn't Joe Brown. My name is Dan Bongino. And Dan Bongino is a very unique name because my grandparents made it up because the last name was Bongiorno and it was spelled wrong when they came here. So they just stuck with Bongino. So there's not a lot of us. So you should have been able to find me relatively easily, but you can't. So the lefties will say, well, you have 3.7 million followers. Well, you're a moron. I probably could have had something closer to 7 million because we now know that I've been shadow banned because of this, what broke last night. Here's Barry Weiss. She tweeted out, this came out of nowhere. I'm sitting on my couch. I'm getting ready to go to bed. I'm watching Jesse Waters' show. Yes, I go to sleep early. And I get a text from Sean Hannity. You seeing this? Barry Weiss drops his bombshell. As that Jesse ends and Tucker comes out, he says, can you come on my show? I said, you know it, brother, I'll be there. So the lights are in my face late at night. That's why I didn't sleep too good. And I was getting a million texts last night. Barry Weiss tweeted this out. A new Twitter files investigation reveals that teams of Twitter employees build blacklists, prevent disfavored tweets from trending, and actively limit the visibility of entire accounts or even trending topics, all in secret without informing users. Newsflash, Joe, we need more conspiracy theories, brother, because they're all true now. Please send us more. Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, UFOs, whatever you got, bring it our way, because I am pure out of conspiracy theory. Government censoring COVID information. Conspiracy theory, true. Government spying on Donald Trump. Conspiracy theory, true. The government's watching my social media activity in Ukraine. Others. Conspiracy theory, true. Twitter shadow banning us. You get the point. Oh, why does my name come into this? Of course, Twitter had blacklist. How does it involve one Dan Bongino? Sorry to mention myself in the third person, but I am part of the story today. Well, tweet number 4 in Barry Weiss's thread, which you should check out and read the whole thing. She says, or consider, she's talking about who was blacklisted, consider the popular right-wing talk show host Dan Bongino, who at one point was slapped with a, quote, search blacklist. Here is my, I guess this is the back end of Twitter. Here's my account. I'm at DBongino, if you'd like to follow me, at DBongino. Now that I'm shadow banned, you'll have to put it in directly, apparently, to follow me. I'm verified, I'm active, and it notes that there's some kind of notification spike label. I guess when my tweets go nuclear, I'm guessing they do some kind of shutdown. Go watch this on Rumble so you can see the visuals, rumble.com/Bongino. If you're listening on audio, I'll describe it to you, but the visuals here are pretty stunning. He did a very fancy circle there. And look, I'm on a search blacklist. So apparently you can't find me unless you directly put my stuff in. Multiple accounts, we have Bongino report as well. No strikes apparently on that. And look at this, guys. I'm in the NSFW, in other words, not safe for work view. That's freaking hilarious. And then there's another label on my account, Joe, SPMA.
Yeah.
D, you're a tech guy. You have any idea what that could be? I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know what I did. Maybe it's an acronym for Twitter, stupid people making asses of themselves. I have no idea. I don't know what that means. NSFW, I just made that up. I'm not really a comedian, but whatevs. We'll roll with it. Not safe for work view. I'm not safe for work. What exactly about my account and conservatism is not safe for work? The answer is conservatism. That's not safe for anything, according to liberal hacks. So there it is, folks. A search blacklist. You can't find me. Know why? Why am I public enemy number one here? I committed a crime. You did? Why would you admit to that on your show? No, I did commit a crime. I committed a thought crime. The thought crime is conservatism. Now, a fair enough question would be, well, damn, why would they target you specifically for these shadow bans? Not just me. I'm sure there were other people shadow banned, but why was this particular portion of the leak? In other words, why was I one of the biggest accounts they censored? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason, and I'm sure of it. Number one, I did commit a crime. I committed a thought crime. We don't live in a constitutional republic anymore. We live in a socialist-style communist regime run by totalitarians. And my thought crime was speaking out for liberty and freedom, and apparently being effective enough at it that the big tech tyrants and communists, that they had to censor me and come after me. Oh, come on, Dan, the big tech, you're talking, this is just Twitter. Oh, no, it's not. Stay tuned, folks. I got the receipts, baby. I got the receipts. You think it was just Twitter? Number two, my platforms. I'm a unique threat to them, and I have been for a long time now. Again, it's talking about yourself is never a good idea because self-praise stinks, but I am part of the story, so forgive me in advance. Here's why I'm a unique threat. It's not just my thought crime, number one. The second part is my platform. We have one of the most widely viewed pages on Facebook. On any given day, we're number one, two, or three for the largest distribution of Facebook posts or reach out there, despite their efforts to stop me. I'll show you that, too. Second, I exist in a number of different worlds some other people don't. I exist here in the digital space, in the podcasting space. We're the number two most popular podcast behind Shapiro, and we're number seven in the country. That makes me very dangerous to them. Secondly, we have, I don't know, the second, third, fourth largest radio show. I don't really know how they measure that stuff. Regardless, we're on 350 stations on what they would call, I guess, terrestrial radio now. Third, we have the most popular show on Fox News on Saturday in primetime. Matter of fact, we have the most popular show in cable news in primetime on Saturday nights. And fourth, we have a massive Twitter presence and a presence on True Social, too. It makes it kind of a multidimensional threat to them.
Dangerous.
Again, they can't have, very dangerous to them. And I want to say the success of all of that is thanks to you. I put the content out there, but I can only listen to it once. The fact that you all share it on Facebook, despite the bans and the fact checks and the shadow bans, and you still search for my account on Twitter, my eternal gratitude to you for helping me kind of break through that wall a little bit. So one, my politics is a thought crime. Number two, my platforms are a unique threat. Number three, my investment. I'm one of the small circle of guys out there put their money where their mouth is. It was an early investment in Parler. It didn't work out great, folks. Granted, I get it. I get it. I'll talk about that more in my book because I don't have time for it now. But I didn't give up after that. After Parler, I went right over with Rumble as an alternative to YouTube. And we blew Rumble up into a publicly traded billion-dollar company that respects freedom of speech so much so we pulled the entire platform out of France when they threatened to censor. That scares them because they know I'm going to act. I'm not just going to talk. Made us public enemy number one. So I told you what happened. I showed you the tweets. Here's the big question here, ladies and gentlemen. What was the government's involvement in this? I don't think we've heard the whole story. There's more Twitter files that are going to drop with Matt Taibbi. I don't know when. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm convinced if you think this is just a private company, Twitter, Google, YouTube, Facebook trying to censor you, Dan, you're wrong. I am sure of it that there's government involvement in this. If the government involvement involves me specifically, I'm unsure. If I was had a gun to my head, I would tell you yes. But I absolutely know that there has been government involvement via the FBI and others in the censoring of American citizens, potentially me included. Newt Gingrich was on Fox last night, and he brought up this exact point. This is how the fascism wiggles its way into society with the help of useful idiots in the media and in the academic community and the culture all the way. Check this out.
What you're seeing is what originally fascism was all about, which is the idea that big government gets together with big business to control the country against small business and against individuals. And I think what we're going to find out, what we're beginning to find out, is that the FBI was deeply involved in all this. We're going to find out, I think, that the Center for Disease Control, that Dr. Fauci, who, remember, is a public official. He's not just a celebrity. He is a government official with certain obligations and certain responsibilities. And I think we're going to find out all of these people were violating the First Amendment, behaving illegally, and that this is a much deeper and bigger mess than people realize.
Folks, I can't say it any better than that. This is an enormous mess. This is a very serious existential threat to the Constitution of the United States. When government actors in the new public square, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, these social media entities where people, speak, government actors pressuring these platforms to crush their political opposition, you might as well throw the Constitution, you might as well use it as a baby wipe and throw it in the garbage at that point. You know, Mark Andreessen, who's no friend of mine, pretty sure he blocked me, but he put this out in his Twitter account. It's blocked. I block a lot of people too, so I shouldn't say anything. But here he was, Mark Andreessen. The big question is, has any arm of the U.S. government been illegally and unconstitutionally outsourcing violations of citizens' guaranteed rights under the First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendments to private entities? The answer, Mark, is of course, yes. The only question is, believe me, this guy's no friend of mine. The only question is to what extent, but I appreciate him addressing this. I think even people who aren't simpatico on other things can agree when it comes to the future of the country that this is allowed to exist. You might as well throw the country in the garbage. Folks, as I said, opening up the show, this is yet another conspiracy theory that's come true. It's called a conspiracy theorist about suggesting that the election in 2020 was interfered in a number of different ways. Pennsylvania, the crushing of information about Hunter Biden. It was called a conspiracy theory. It's true. Conspiracy theories about Spygate. True. Collusion. True. But there's another conspiracy theory that's now come true, and I am the target. We no longer live in a constitutional republic. It is clear as day we now live in an authoritarian government hell-bent on using these private actors and deputizing them to target people like me. And as I said often, this great reset idea that they also call a conspiracy theory, despite the fact that they've actually written books about the great reset and using COVID to reset society. COVID was the crisis and the vehicle to do this, to use the government to deputize private actors, to crush people like me who speak out against them, the very essence of authoritarianism. I told you I'd produce the receipts. Now, I want you to keep this in mind as you're watching this and I go through this. I want you to keep this all in mind. COVID was the crisis they needed under the guise of science to enact an authoritarian future where they could take the First Amendment and crush it into a ball and flush it down the toilet. It is not just Twitter. They have come after me on multiple platforms. I'm nobody's victim. I'm not a liberal snowflake. The reason I don't cry and moan about it every day is because we've managed many ways to try to break through. Here's the receipts I told you about. Reuters. YouTube permanently bans Fox News host Dan Bongino. You know why we were banned? We were banned for telling you cloth and surgical masks don't work.
Yeah.
Another conspiracy theory, Joe, that is now scientific fact.
Sir.
We ever get an apology from YouTube?
Nah.
Will we ever get one?
Nah.
Will I ever go back to YouTube? No. My last video on YouTube was, you remember the title, Joe? Why we're leaving YouTube.
Yeah, I remember that.
So we were leaving, and YouTube decided that they were going to attack us anyway and make sure we were banned for life. It's one of those, you can't quit, I'm going to fire you things. And they had to let it be known because I'm public enemy number one to them. And they used the vehicle of COVID, i.e. masks, to make sure I was never on their platform again. All right, Dan, so Twitter shadow bans you. YouTube banned you. No, shadow ban you. That's just two. That's just two, Joe. Come on.
Ah.
Daily Beast. Our old friend Zach Petrizzo. And now Dan Bongino gets booted from Google Ads. Oh, gosh. Joe, why do you always say, just so weird. Google Ads. Google owns YouTube. Twitter shadow bans us. YouTube bans us. Google Ads. We have a website, Bongino.com. And on Bongino.com, they have essentially banned us from using Google Ads. Why? COVID misinformation about masks. Gosh, it's almost as if this great reset using COVID as a crisis they need to usher in an authoritarian future. It's almost as if that all came true and isn't a conspiracy theory.
Wow. You picked that
Who
up.
Who would have guessed it?
Dude.
Yeah, I know. It's really difficult. YouTube, Google Ads. You're like, all right, Dan. So one of the biggest companies in the world, Google, banned you from their ad service, banned you from YouTube. By the way, for scientific fact, they're flat earthers over there, right? Twitter had you shadow banned. At least you had Facebook. Oh, do we? Do we? Do we really have Facebook like we should have Facebook? Or do we just have Facebook because people really like my stuff? Found this interesting little piece. Comes right up if you put it in the search engine there. Facebook weighs steps to reduce the distribution of political content in newsfeed. Really? And what was the impetus and motivation for that one? Let's read, shall we, Joseph? Any attempt to limit the reach of political content is likely to spur new complaints of anti-conservative bias. Data from CrowdTangle shows the top-performing link posts on Facebook regularly include Trump fan pages, right-wing news sites, and conservative pundits like Ben Shapiro and Dan Bongino. Oh! involved. So they would be the most affected. That's a quote. You ever see the Leo? Gee, you're the techie. You ever see the Leo DiCaprio Giphy from that Hollywood movie? This one. There it is. You know what I'm talking about? I love it. My favorite one. There. Look. There it is. So now you have what? $2.5 trillion worth of companies all targeting a kid from Queens to live above a bar at Myrtle Avenue? On a deadly serious note, you said it before, Joe, because we're dangerous to them.
Yeah.
Multiple platforms, investments in a parallel technology platform, my dangerous conservative politics. Let's just throw one more in there just for the hell of it. Let's just remind you what I said last night. The Washington Examiner picked it up. This is Soviet-style bull. Dan Bongino and Charlie Kirk decry the Twitter files blacklist. Now, folks, I'm going to throw one more in there. It doesn't involve necessarily big tech per se. But again, in case you think I'm playing victim or boring you with this nonsense, the United States government has had its eye on me for a long time. Oh my gosh, that's a conspiracy theory. Really, is it? Remember this from Judicial Watch in September of 2020? That the State Department shows the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine when monitoring a bunch of people? Well, who was on that list? The documents list the targeted persons as Dan Bongino, amongst others in there too. Tell me again, are we living in a free country? We live in a country now where thought crimes are monitored, potentially prosecuted later on. That's the country we live in. Right, I'm not even done yet. Here's part two. This divorce this from me for a minute. Let's bring it back to Twitter. They lied about it, folks. I've got the facts coming up next. Twitter lied about it the entire time under oath. Let me get to this first. Boll & Branch. I needed some sleep last night. I use Boll & Branch sheets. Why? Because they're comfortable and they get softer the more times you watch them. The holidays are the most exciting time of the year. You want to enjoy them to the fullest? You'll need to get the best sleep you can every night. It's easier than it sounds. All you need are the softest, most luxurious organic cotton sheets from Boll, B-O-L-L, Boll & Branch, Boll & Branch. Boll & Branch sheets are made from the finest 100% organic cotton threads on earth. They make a difference you can truly feel night after night. When you're ready to hop into a soft, cozy bed, your sheets will make a big difference. Look, I'm not a big sheet guy, okay? I never was, but I can tell you they made a huge difference in my sleep quality, so much so it's hard to sleep anywhere else. And these sheets get better over time. You wash them. I can vouch for them. I sleep on them every night. We love them. We have multiple sets. Boll & Branch products are made different so you can sleep better at night. They're made from the finest 100% organic cotton on earth, free from toxins, pesticides, and harsh chemicals at every step of its making. Made by artisans who earn the pay and respect they deserve, bring home a better night's sleep this holiday season with softness in Boll & Branch bedding. For a limited time, get 20% off your first set of sheets. Big savings and free shipping when you use promo code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, at bollandbranch.com. That's B-O-L-L. Bollandbranch.com. That's bollandbranch.com. Bollandbranch.com. Promo code Bongino. Sleep better. You need it. If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com. So let's shift the story away from me for a moment and get back to Twitter, who clearly lied about shadow banning. How do we know they lied? Because it's all recorded on Twitter and digital video. Here's my good friend, Dave Rubin. You know Dave Rubin? He hosts the Rubin Report. He was a liberal. now is more of an independent, but sides with conservatives on a lot of issues. I'm friends with Dave because I'm not a liberal tyrant like some of these other jerkwads who hate everybody's guts, who don't share their politics. So my friend Dave, a while back, look at this, October 14th, 2020. Dave tweeted to Jack. Jack Dorsey is the founder of Twitter and used to run the company before Elon bought it out. He still has equity there. Dave asked him directly. You can see it on the screen right here, guys. Do you shadow ban based on political beliefs, Jack? Simple yes or no will do. At Jack, no. No, he just said, Joe, he's like, he's not trying to be ambiguous. He's just clear as day. No, we don't. That's obviously a lie. That's obviously a lie. And you're not, we're not going to allow you, by the way, to call it a filter or whatever, a search filter, whatever. That is a shadow ban. Do not let them play the euphemisms game, okay? Here's the testimony to the House Committee on Energy and Commerce of one, Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter back in 2018. 2 years before, he tweeted publicly to Dave Rubin that they don't shadow ban. Quote, "We do not shadow ban anyone based on political ideology. The verdict is in. That's bull. They just lied." Folks, to the lawyers out there, I have a good legal team, and I've been up all night on this, like, you know, fleshing through all this. Is this legally actionable? I mean, it's clear as day that they lied. There has to be some consumer fraud angle to this. You're on a platform where they publicly state, we don't do X to negatively impact you, and then they go and do X. There's got to be some kind of consumer fraud angle to this. Believe me, I don't need any, I'm not suing, I don't care about any money. I care about, you know, winning on principle. In case you think, again, this was just a mistake that he said it in 2018, that he said it in 2020 on Twitter. Here's his actual comments when asked directly by a congressman under oath, Jack Dorsey, former CEO of Twitter, when asked directly about not just shadow banning, but censoring conservatives. He's lying again. Listen yourself.
I want to read a few quotes about Twitter's practices, and I just want you to tell me if they're true or not. Social media is being rigged to censor conservatives. Is that true of Twitter?
No.
I don't know what Twitter is up to. It sure looks like to me that they're censoring people and they ought to stop it. Are you censoring people?
No.
Twitter shadow banning prominent Republicans. Bad. Is that true?
No.
Folks, he said that under oath. He's lying. Now, again, in case you're still thinking, well, maybe Jack was confused, at least the company proper, they took a stand. Yes, you know, we shadow ban, we shouldn't be doing it, so there's no legally actionable thing here. You'd be wrong. Here's an actual tweet from Twitter indicating clear as day, quote, "People are asking us if we shadow ban. We don't. Read more to get all the facts." Oh, we did. Oh, Joe, we read more, all right.
Yeah.
We read more. Yeah, it didn't quite work out that way, right? Did it? Oh, there's more coming, folks. There it is, right there. Search blacklist. Search. I mean, thank you. What? They are clearly lying. Folks, don't forget to watch my show tomorrow night, Saturday, 9 p.m. Unfiltered. I am going to go nuclear on these people and bring even more receipts about what they were up to with me. Let me get to my next sponsor. Here's what I got coming up. So first, I covered my angle in this. Second, the fact that Twitter is absolutely lying and has been lying about this. Third, I want to cover the media and the left-wing ecosystem's role in this. As the media and then these left-wing nuts actively turn themselves into useful idiots for a new fascist, communist, totalitarian future. The receipts are everywhere. I'm just going to show you a few because they're everywhere. Hey, you want to give yourself a gift that'll benefit you all year round for years to come? One that's not only comfortable, but downright luxurious. I'm talking about X Chair. It's arguably the finest office chair in the world and the one I sit in every day. X Chair is the best investment you can make for your body and your business. And with financing available, X Chair will only cost you $20 a month. Yes, for less than a dollar a day, I'm sitting in one now. X-Chair will make the hours spent at your desk 1,000 times more comfortable and productive. And here's an extra special offer. Go to xchairbongino.com now. You'll save an extra 10%, but only until December 13th. That's xchairbongino.com, B-O-N-G-I-N-O. xchairbongino.com. Make the right investment for your body and your business. Go to xchairbongino.com now. That's the letter X, chairbongino.com. xchairbongino.com now and save an extra 10% again, but only until December 13th. Pick it up. Super comfortable sitting there all day. That's xchairbongino.com. Thanks, X Chair. So you can expect continued malfeasance from the now fully corrupted media and the obviously communist left. That's not new. But the media, it's not misfeasance. I use my words very carefully. What the media was involved in covering up the massive effort by not just Twitter, but others in big tech to censor people like me in totalitarian fashion. And the government's role in it too. The media was actively covering this up because they wanted to partake in the censorship themselves. So they assisted by covering it up and then attacking people who exposed it like me. Here's John Nicosia. He's at News Politics. He tweeted this out last night. The press is not on your side, ever. And he cites this New York Intelligencer article by Brian Feldman, July of 2018. Headline, Joe, Twitter is not shadow banning Republicans. Oh, they're not? Really? That is just peachy. 2018. Interesting how Brian Feldman knows this, despite Brian Feldman obviously not knowing this. It's almost as if he's a useful idiot for big tech and the Soviet future they want in this country. It's not almost, it is. Here's an even better one. This is from yesterday. Here's Julia Carey Wong from her verified Twitter account. She's a senior reporter over at The Guardian. The Guardian, which is supposed to be into kind of free speech and stuff. That's a good one. She tweeted out last night, I went to a briefing at Twitter headquarters in 2018 where Jack Dorsey and Del Harvey explained this new policy to the tech press. It was the opposite of the secret. Oh, it was. So you knew about the shadow banning of conservatives, Julia Carey? Can you come on my show and talk about that? Why didn't you correct New York Mag and others who were saying it didn't happen? So just to be clear, because I don't think Julia Carey Wong is that bright and understands the cell phone she just engaged in on Twitter. Despite Twitter denying they shadow banned on their own Twitter account, Jack Dorsey repeatedly denying it on Twitter and in public testimony and on the record. Despite multiple media outlets, including the rather large outlet New York Mag, suggesting that this was a conspiracy theory, you knew different, yet at The Guardian, you didn't correct them.
Weird.
Not sure Julia understands the extent of the cell phone she engaged in right there. Whenever you want to see crazy, I laid off this guy for a while. He was going through a bit of a personal crisis, remember his family, but that statute of limitations is now up because he insists on being a moron repeatedly. There's this guy on Twitter. He calls himself Radio Free Tom, Tom Nichols. He's one of the dumbest human beings on Twitter, which is ironic because he writes books about expertise despite having absolutely none. Tom Nichols is one of the world's most prominent pee-pee tape hoaxers. He's also a delusional lunatic. So Tom Nichols, of course, who is a fan of the Soviet Union and a fan of communism, apparently based on his political ideology, wanted this story to go away last night because that's what useful idiots do. So Tom said on his Twitter account, and I quote, the big reveal about Twitter moderation, notice he calls it moderation, shadow banning, moderation, Joe. They're not moderating it, they're shadow banning conservatives. He says it's a classic death of expertise moment. People who didn't know about something until now assume not knowing about it meant that it was a huge secret. Strange, because it was a huge secret. How do I know that? Because Twitter denied it on the record repeatedly, and so did media people. Matter of fact, so did Tom Nichols. So strange, because he's supposed to be an expert who wrote a book about the death of expertise. So strange how he tweeted this to Rick Wilson, who has a tremendous body odor problem, as if you've heard my Rick Wilson story. Yeah. But that's for another day. Rick Wilson was saying back in May of 2020, shadow banning, like trying to be funny about it. Like, this is a big conspiracy theory. Nichols replies, conservatives are being silenced, says a guy who is in no way being silenced, respondents to the Daily Wire's Michael Knowles, suggesting this is a conspiracy theory. Here he is in February of 2021 again, replying to the hapless Jay Caruso, another goofball. I can't hear either of you over the shadow banning. Joe, the death of expertise. How about the death of common sense?
How about that?
The rise of an ignoramus. Tom Nichols, this shadow banning isn't happening. It was no big secret, despite him playing down the shadow banning and pretending it was a secret. That's why they call it shadow banning. This guy, keep in mind, again, this guy wrote a book called The Death of Expertise. Listen, I'm going to tell you again. The country can't continue going forward like this. We no longer live in a constitutional republic. We don't. We live amongst authoritarians amongst us who have inserted themselves into government, into corporate America, into the activist community, and into academia and the entertainment community. It's not an excuse to give up. It's not an excuse for us to whine about it. It's an excuse for us to fix it. There's nowhere else to go. I said on Fox and Friends this morning, what's your alternative? Are you going to move to Canada? We're going to save this place. And if you think it's faux optimism and my optimism is misplaced, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not giving up. All right, I'll tell you what. Let me switch gears a little bit. We got questions for Dan. I got a couple other really, really important stories, things that happened yesterday. It's not just the Twitter stories. A lot going on. Got this NBC just outing Biden about this unbelievably poorly chosen national security move yesterday. Our last sponsor today, Brickhouse Nutrition. This is the gold standard of nutrition products for me. I had a role early on with Brickhouse Nutrition and getting it developed. What is it? It's Field of Greens. What is this packed with? It's packed with 18 essential fruits and vegetables ground up into a powder. These are fresh, organic fruits and vegetables. Notice the back. The label says nutrition facts, not supplement facts, because this is real food. It's pre and probiotic. There's no mixing and matching pills. You put one scoop in a glass of water, stir, and you're done. It tastes delicious. You know a healthy dose of fruits and vegetables, you know it, is essential to health. No serious doctor, nutrition guy, personal trainer is going to tell you otherwise. Get your servings of fruits and vegetables in every single day. Get them with Field of Greens. It's a bedrock product for me. I take it twice a day. I take a scoop. Sometimes I put it in green tea. Sometimes I put it in protein shakes. Sometimes water. I feel better. I have tremendous energy, peace of mind too, knowing that I'm giving my body the fuel and the nutrients it needs to rejuvenate itself. Go to brickhousenutrition.com/Dan and get 15% off your first order with the promo code Dan. Even better, subscribe and save, subscribe and save an additional 10% every month. All these viruses and all this stuff going on out there, reinforce your body. Field of Greens. Get it at brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. Lemon and lime's a great flavor too. He loves that one. Wildberry's great. Original. They have raw. brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. Use promo code Dan. Okay. Let's just get to some other news stories and questions for Dan. The questions were pretty good today. Gee was down on the questions a little bit. I didn't think they were that bad at all. I thought I submitted it late last night. That's why. Late yesterday. So not a lot of people got in, but the questions were good. First, we traded the Merchant of Death, a guy by the name of Victor Bout, with the Russians to get Brittany Griner, a WNBA star, back. Now, listen, if you carry an American passport, that doesn't mean something. I'm glad Brittany Griner is home. I don't really care about her politics. That passport doesn't mean something. And I would really appreciate if I got taken overseas, if the Biden administration would disregard that and try to get me back. I doubt they would. But folks, the fact that we traded one of the most dangerous people on planet Earth in this trade to get back Brittany Griner, WNBA star, when we had the option of bringing back a United States Marine being held for years, Paul Whelan, I have to tell you, folks, it's deeply disturbing and it reeks of politics. Oh, Dan, they didn't have a choice. Really? That's interesting, because NBC reported that they had a choice. They updated this since then. They spoke with a senior U.S. official. And they were told that Russia treated Whelan differently because he's an accused spy, and that the Kremlin gave the White House the choice of either Griner or Whelan or none. Oh, so there was a choice. That's fascinating, fellas, because the White House said yesterday they didn't have a choice when they were confronted about how come you didn't get the U.S. Marine back. They said we didn't have a choice. Well, someone should talk to NBC about that. That's really strange. Who's the guy we released from our prison system, by the way, to get Brittany Griner back? Don't worry, he's only one of the most dangerous men on earth. Let's see how long it takes for 60 Minutes Overtime to pull this little segment down that they did with the DEA agent about Victor Bout, who we just released. Check this out.
Victor Bout, in my eyes, is one of the most dangerous men on the face of the earth.
On the face of the earth.
Without a doubt.
Mike Braun, the former chief of operations for the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, told us Bout first exploded on the scene in war-torn West Africa in the late 1980s. Elevating bloody conflicts from machetes and single-shot rifles to
AK-47s, not by the thousands, but by the tens of thousands.
So he weaponizes civil war in Africa.
He transformed these young adolescent warriors into insidious, mindless, maniacally driven killing machines that operated with assembly line efficiencies.
Oh, seems like an interesting guy to let out of prison. Now, how dangerous was the Merchant of Death? I call him Victor Bout. I'm sorry. How dangerous was he? Well, Victor Bout was so dangerous that when offered a trade during the Trump administration of Paul Whelan, the Marine, for Bout, the Trump administration, as much as they wanted to get Whelan back, said, no, we can't release this guy. That's how dangerous he was. Oh, come on, Dan. You don't know that. I don't? Listen to John Bolton, who can't stand Donald Trump, by the way, tell you the story himself. Check this out.
I really can't get into specifics, but I'll just note that Paul Whelan, who was likewise set up by the Russians back in late 2018, so when I was at the White House, is still in custody. And I'll just note the historical fact that the possibility of a Bout for Whelan trade existed back then, and it wasn't made for very good reasons having to deal with Victor Bout. This is a huge victory for Moscow over Washington, and it's the kind of thing that says to terrorists and rogue states and other malign actors who would consider kidnapping or seizing Americans that we're willing to trade almost anything to get Americans back. There are other ways to deal with hostage takers through sanctions and other things, not swaps like this one.
Kind of funny, right? How we're always told how crazy Trump is. What a lunatic. Peace deals in the Middle East, tax cuts, economic growth, border wall at least trying to be constructed, relative control over the border, shutting down dumb deals like giving away a Merchant of Death arms dealer. Even John Bolton, he didn't even like Trump and acknowledges we didn't do this deal for that reason. I get tired of hearing it. I'd be remiss, too, if I didn't mention this before the question. So big news this morning, Kyrsten Sinema, Democrat senator from Arizona, now switched to independent, shaking up the Senate. Politico has a story here, amongst many others. Folks, don't get too excited. She's already indicated she's not going to caucus with the Republicans. So although the Senate technically is back to 50-50 again, if she decides to caucus with the Democrats, I don't know if she's going to or not. She's going to pull an Angus King in the future, caucuses with the Democrats or Bernie Sanders. I don't know. But the biggest story out of this is it empowers Joe Manchin again. We'll see what Sinema does moving forward and how she votes. All right. Time for questions for Dan. All right. Let's see what we got today. Hey, Dan. This is from @LocalsJD. Does anyone besides POTUS, President of the United States, get a Secret Service detail assigned to them for life? They cut it to 10 years and then they switched it back. So no, I think it's just the POTUS and the former FLOTUS that would get those details for life. So they, you know, they changed it back, which honestly I think was a good idea because you don't want to lose a former president. I think it's a lot of people object to that. They say have them pay themselves. If, you know, fair enough, I get. But it's a different level of security. We have access to stuff. Hey Dan, at Bold Patriot, I'm also a cancer survivor, AML leukemia. Sorry to hear that. I was wondering if you have anxiety attacks and how you get through them. Well, I wouldn't call them attacks, but I do have a lot of anxiety about it. And when you have a moment like that, which threatens your existence, when you come down with a potentially deadly disease like cancer, yeah, man, you worry about stuff. I worry about not seeing my 10-year-old daughter having, being given her away at her wedding. I think about things like not seeing my 18-year-old daughter graduate college. So yeah, it causes me a lot of anxiety all the time. I don't try to talk, I try not to talk about it too much on the radio, but yeah, it's not easy to deal with, as you unfortunately well know. Sorry to hear about that. I'll be praying for you. Hey, Dan, Danny Morad, M4. According to Dr. Jordan Peterson, America would benefit greatly from citizens bearing more civic responsibility. What are your thoughts on how we could engage the next generation? Jordan Peterson has a great line about making your own bed first. It's fantastic. People want to change the world. Please make your bed first. He doesn't technically mean make your bed. He talks about, you know, fix something in your community first before you try to change the whole globe. And it's interesting because I think about that a lot. It's sage advice. And when I run into people a lot, and I do run into people all the time, they say to me, Dan, what can I do? And I say, well, an older woman, I wouldn't say too old, but an older woman came up to me recently. And I said, well, do you talk to your grandkids about politics? She goes, oh, no, they get angry when I do. I go, so you want to change the world, but you don't even want to talk to your grandkids about politics. I'm sorry. She, well, I don't want to lose it. But you want to lose your country? I mean, someone else is talking to them about politics. So yeah, that's my thoughts on that. Fix your own family first. I try to live by that. Hey, Dan, at PGC123, can you please help me understand why so many people embrace communism and socialism? Do they not understand that they're fighting for the destruction of their life? No, they don't, folks. They're fully gaslit by a symbiotic organism, media, activists, the entertainment community, the athletic community, academia. They're all in on this. I'm actually stunned. There's anyone out there that's not a communist after they leave college. That's where the prior question comes in. You have to break them. Keep hammering away. Someone hammered away, multiple people at this guy, this ideology I had when I was younger, and finally broke through with me too. You'll get there. At Robert Roberts Builds. Hey, Dan, will the GOP actually learn from the results of these midterms and the Warnock election? Listen, man, I don't know. I'm not optimistic. I'm not. However, having said that, it is up to us to pick better candidates, too. The primary process is under our control. Will they learn? We'll see. I mean, we're going to be sworn in the House of Reps next month. Let's see what they do. Hey, Dan, at Bordelon. Do you think this new Republican GOP in the House has the balls to go after anyone involved with this Twitter release? That I'm pretty sure they will. Because I'm reasonably confident talking to a number of people in the Republican Party and on the House side that they understand it's an existential threat in the very essence of that word to the country if conservatives can't speak on social media. So yes, I do think they are absolutely going to go balls to the wall on this one. All right, last question. Round man 68. Hey, Dan, Sig or Glock? And why? Listen, I'm not giving you a partial answer. I love both. I have a Glock 42, a Glock 43. Matter of fact, my We the People holster is right there for my Glock 43. Love them. Love Glock. They're great. However, I prefer Sig. It's not a quality issue. My Glock shoot great, spot on. The Secret Service, we use Sig. They don't need more, but they did. We used the 229. So I'm used to the platform, and for 12 years of my life, I trained with it. It's where the disconnector is. It's where the hammer is. So I trained with that specific firearm. So I carry and prefer Sig, but it's not a quality thing. Glock is great too. I have a number of Glocks. I have a 19, a 17, a 33, I think. I got a ton of them. But I like my personal carry gun I prefer is the new one, the next generation there, Sig P365. Love it. One of my favorite guns on the market. Folks, thanks again for tuning in. Please don't miss my Fox show. I'm about to go nuclear on cable news on all this suppression. Tomorrow night at 9, I've got a loaded show full of guests. We're going to address with an expert also the Are We Living in a Simulation? Get a little bit away from politics too at the end of the show. Set your DVR if you can't make it live, unfiltered, 9 p.m. And please subscribe to the show and help us beat this censorship. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple, on Spotify. It is free. And then on Rumble, the free speech platform. Rumble.com/Bongino. Hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did. I'll see you on the radio show later.
Good day, sir.
You just heard Dan Bongino.